TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good afternoon and welcome to the afternoon edition of Driving with DeMarco. I'm hoping that you'll be able to hear this one. I've got a new Bluetooth system. My car is now Bluetooth. It's older. I paid cash for it, so I don't have a car payment, so I'm okay with that. But I got a little Bluetooth thing installed in it over the weekend, so I'm trying that out. Didn't work this morning, so that's why there was no AM edition of Driving with DeMarco. I didn't even have a topic picked out because the testing wasn't working. I think we got it working now. So we're going to hit the afternoon edition. I am Greg DeMarco at ChairShotGreg on the Twitter. We'll get to the rest here in a moment. Actually, I'll tell you, it's thechairshot.com. Hardest hitting reviews, opinions, and analysis at thechairshot.com. Go on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Man, we got two new designs for you. We finally got the new ChairShot mascot picture up there. Big muscle bound dude with big beard slamming a chair into somebody. And now we got a brand new shirt that I will tell a story about probably tomorrow. But I'll just leave you with what the shirt says on it. The shirt simply says, "Suck it, nerd." And I'm really excited about the "Suck it, nerd" t-shirt. So we'll get into that more probably on tomorrow's Driving with DeMarco. But it is another week. Today is May the 13th. Very excited. Hope all you moms out there had a happy Mother's Day. I know my wife did pretty well. My mom as well. But, you know, now we're back to the grind. Back to the work week. Hopefully you had a good first day back at work if you worked that schedule where you're already off. However, got a fun topic for today because today was the day that some details were revealed about the WWE's June 7th return to the mighty kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And oh my God, you would have thought that the world came to an end. So first things first, let's go over what we do know. June 7th, they will return to Jeddah, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We will have WWE Super Showdown. That's right. You heard that right. That's not an error on my part. The event is called WWE Super Showdown. That might sound familiar to you. That's because it was the name of the event they just had last fall in Australia. So they're reusing the Super Showdown name, and I'll get into that more in a minute. Some matches were announced. Three in total. Match number one, Triple H will go one-on-one with Randy Orton at WWE Super Showdown. We will have a 50-man over-the-top rope battle royal. Last year we had a 50-man Royal Rumble. This year it appears we will have a 50-man battle royal. And then to top things off, the perceived main event will be none other than Goldberg returning to WWE to go one-on-one for the first time ever with The Undertaker. My goodness. So this information came out and Twitter lost their collective minds. Now, a few things to talk about with this show here at the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. First of all, some people are complaining. We don't want to see Goldberg versus The Undertaker, or we want to see that on a different, you know, why didn't that happen at a WrestleMania or a Royal Rumble or a Survivor Series or SummerSlam or whatever. And we don't want to see Triple H versus Randy Orton again. We saw that a bajillion times before. Who cares about a stupid 50-man battle royal when we just saw a 50-man Royal Rumble last year for the greatest Royal Rumble? You guys are looking at this thing all wrong, and that's where this comes into play. The whole reason you're getting Goldberg versus The Undertaker is to please the people paying $60 million to WWE for this show, and that's the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. You're getting Triple H in action because he's their big star. So WWE is giving Triple H versus Randy Orton to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. A 50-man battle royal, larger than life. Biggest battle royal ever, you could call it. Even though they've done battle royals that big before. And we just had the greatest Royal Rumble last year. But we're throwing 50 different guys in the ring. And we still have on the poster Roman Reigns, AJ Styles, Kofi Kingston. It's so many more who need it. Brock Lesnar, who need matches for WWE Super Showdown. I don't get the outrage. I really don't. First of all, I understand if you don't like the show. The fact that the show is taking place pisses you off. For political reasons, whatever that may be. And look, I know people talk about it's human rights reasons. That's political. That is a country's political stance. And we can disagree with it. I personally disagree with it. But I can't tell them what to do. In fact, I am doing far less to foster change in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia than WWE is by simply going over there, by doing everything that they have done up until this point. Now, the bigger thing to understand, yeah, they're paying $60 million. People call it blood money, whatever you want to call it. Somebody calls the card Blood Money 3. I prefer Jam in the Sand 3. Now we know it's Super Showdown, except this time it's purple, gold, and green instead of purple and white and blue, whatever it was, for the showdown in Australia last year. But here's the bigger thing about these shows that people aren't understanding. This is a meaningless event. It literally means nothing. This is a bought show. If they weren't paying WWE $60-plus million to go over there, this wouldn't happen. WWE wouldn't book the stadium and sell their own tickets and construct the stage and the ring and the lighting rig and everything else with hopes of drawing a big gate and getting a good number for the WWE Network and maybe selling a few pay-per-views. They wouldn't do that. But because KSA wants them to come over, now they've got a money-making opportunity that they're going to attempt to take advantage of. Who were we to be mad about that? Who were we to be mad about a business making money? That's what they do. I know it's hard. I know there are things that we don't want. I know we want our businesses that we do our own personal business with, like watching Raw or SmackDown and paying your monthly subscription to the WWE Network. I know we want our businesses to be perfect. They're not. There's a whole lot of blood money flowing through a whole lot of the organizations that you do business with, whether it's Kingdom of Saudi Arabia or otherwise. A lot of shit goes down behind the scenes, and the only difference between that and this is you don't know about it. I've come to accept that because it doesn't impact my day-to-day life. This world will beat you down if you let it. But that's the key component of that statement, is the last three words. Okay, last four words. If you let it. People are getting all worked up out of a beautiful, meaningless event. It's not even meant for us. If not for a WWE Network, we'd never see it. These shows used to happen all the time. Triple H wrestled The Undertaker in Saudi Arabia, and none of us ever saw it until WWE uploaded a hidden gem match on the WWE Network. It was from a tournament that was won by Tiger Ali Singh, of all people. Who gives a fuck? I mean, seriously, it's a throwaway show that we happen to get to watch. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. And I know people, and someone made a great point where they said, oh, but I've got to deal with the promos about it on Raw and SmackDown. Mind you, three tweets later, the person said they don't watch Raw and SmackDown anymore. So they're complaining about the promos they're going to have to watch on a show that they don't watch. So that right there is hypocritical, but that's the typical WWE Twitter fan, unfortunately. But you're getting all worked up about a show that literally means nothing to you. Just leave it be. Who gives a shit? Like, you're going to waste so much mental energy. Give yourself an ulcer or high blood pressure or even just diarrhea. Who the hell knows? But you are going to bother yourself to a point where you're way too mad about an event that features Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar, Triple H versus Randy Orton, and a 50-man over-the-top rope battle royal. It's not for you. You pay $9.99. So don't say it's for me because I pay my $9.99 to the WWE Network. No. No, there's another June. You got TakeOver in June. That's horseshit. If you feel that way, it's not the case. You got TakeOver on June 1st. You got a pay-per-view at the end of June. Don't try to tell me that this is a make-or-break event for your WWE Network. You're still getting NXT. You're still getting 205 Live. You're still getting NXT UK. You're still getting every WWE pay-per-view event ever that you want to watch. You got it all there for you to see and know and enjoy and love. Tell you what, you don't like WWE Super Showdown in Saudi Arabia? We'll talk about that name here in a second. Watch something else. Go to powerslam.tv. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Get your free month. Enjoy some indie wrestling. Introduce yourself to a new product, one that you've never watched before. Spend the time wisely. Better yet, go read a fucking book. Or play the video game that you haven't played in a while. Or go out to the restaurant and eat that you haven't been to in a long time. Because you don't want to watch WWE Super Showdown. You don't have to. Now, I've said that name a few times. Let's think about that. They did a show in Australia that was called WWE Super Showdown. And now they're doing one in Saudi Arabia that's called WWE Super Showdown. You know what that should tell you? This show doesn't matter. So if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. It's a glorified house show in a big stadium with a big stage and a big lighting rig that's being put on for your enjoyment if you choose to watch it. If you don't choose to watch it, great. You're not going to be missing anything. It's kind of like Starrcade. In fact, this is Starrcade in Saudi Arabia. That's exactly what this is. This is Saudi Arabian Starrcade is what I'm going to start calling this event. Because that's all it is. Because Starrcade is a glorified house show. Hell, the last one was in Cincinnati, of all places. A city that has zero history with the Starrcade event. Cincinnati is where the last Starrcade event was held this year for WWE. We're getting too worked up over this bullshit. And we're getting too Twitter angry over this bullshit. Just like the AEW pay-per-view pricing, which I'm not even going to talk about right now. But we'll talk about it during this week once more information comes out. I'm still waiting on the streaming option. But the fact that it's called Super Showdown should tell you that it's meaningless. So here's the big idea for today when we're talking about WWE Super Showdown 2, I guess, over in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Don't worry about it. If you don't like it, if you don't want to see it, don't watch it. Don't complain. Now, if you're going to complain that it's going to occupy time on Raw or SmackDown to build some of these matches, here's what I know about you, Wrestling Twitter. I'm not speaking to you, individual listener, but Wrestling Twitter as a whole, which all of us belong to, whether we like it or not. Here's what I know about you. There's a good chance whatever segment would have taken its place. So if there wasn't a Jam in the Sand segment, there would have been another segment. You wouldn't have liked that segment either. Because that's who we are on Wrestling Twitter. So again, get over it. Not a big deal. Enjoy the show if you want to. Skip it if you want to. Life's going to go on. And here's a great point. We got another one coming in October, November. And we still got 8 more years of them after that. So kick back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's going to be a spectacle. It's going to be a glorified house show, which are actually a lot of fun. And if you quit worrying about where it is and how you feel about it, you might actually enjoy a lot of the elements of the show, because it's what wrestling used to be. Just matches. Matches for the enjoyment of matches mixed with the spectacle of WWE. What's there not to like other than the location? I'll be honest with you. I'm going to watch it. I may not watch it live depending on the broadcast time because it might be at work, but I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to sleep very well that night. Just as well as I slept last night, just as well as I'll sleep tonight, tomorrow night, and beyond. So big idea for today. You don't like Jam in the Sand, don't worry about it. It's not Jam in the Sand, it's WWE Super Showdown. A couple bits of information for you. This is, of course, Greg DeMarco. This is Driving with DeMarco. Hopefully things came through okay. We switched over to a new Bluetooth. I'm driving home, so I'm on the I-10, making my way home right now, westbound in Phoenix, Arizona. It's kind of funny. I do the hashtag Miranda Show with my good friend Miranda Morales on Tuesday nights. We record it on Tuesday nights after the Greg DeMarco Show. It usually goes to air on Wednesday nights over at thechairshot.com. We made a joke about the GPS lady who's not on right now and driving and everything. And I talked about how, you know, I'll tell you where I'm headed, but I won't necessarily tell you the exact locations. And Miranda said that she, knowing Phoenix, even though she lives in Tucson, she knows Phoenix well enough, can actually put together, based on different things she's heard from different episodes of Driving with DeMarco, between myself or mainly the GPS lady, can pretty much pinpoint where I'm going. So that's great. Miranda now knows where I work. So she could maybe she should show up with some lunch. There's a Chipotle nearby. There's a Panda Express nearby. There's a pita place nearby. A Whataburger, a Taco Bell. I don't really want Whataburger or Taco Bell, but those other options are great, especially Chipotle. Greg DeMarco loves Chipotle. If you want to send me any gifts, Chipotle gift card, top notch. Go ahead and send it on over. So yeah, Miranda's told me she knows how to find where I work just by listening to episodes of Driving with DeMarco. It's a risk I'm willing to take, and that risk doesn't involve Miranda. because I wouldn't care if Miranda showed up at my work. She's a safe individual. Some of you crazies out there, you nasties, as Lacey Evans would say, maybe I don't want you to find out where I work, but most of you aren't here in Phoenix anyway, so it's all good. Listen, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you supporting thechairshot.com. Head on over to @thechairshot.com on the Twitter. I'm @chairshotgreg on the Twitter. You can also go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up one of the many great Chairshot t-shirts. I got some royal blue shirts coming out soon. Same design, just in a different color that I'm very excited about. More for myself because I need that color for some of my son's sports teams. But we've got, Jesus Did the Job shirt. Baron Corbin Sucks, which is always very exciting because it's endorsed by the man himself, Baron Corbin. And we have the brand new shirts. We have the Chairshot mascot, big old muscle-bound bearded dude swinging a chair. And we've got the shirt, inspired by my 13-year-old son. I'll tell you that story probably tomorrow. Suck It, Nerd. I'm so excited about the Suck It, Nerd t-shirt. That's going to do it for today's The Afternoon Edition of Driving with DeMarco. I hope you be safe. Hope you had a great day at work. And I will talk to you tomorrow on the AM edition of Driving with DeMarco.